What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ringy ding ding. It's the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. What's up, guys? It's Moose. It's Breezy. And we're just... on those good vibes. 585-252-9800. Our friends are knocking at the door this morning. All 716 people. Let's get to a couple. Breeze, where are they at?
I know. Hi, everybody. Who's here? Bethany.
What's up, Bethany?
Hi, Bethany. She said, I went to the show last night, A Funny Girl. It was great.
Did you go?
I did.
You're really selling it. How was it? Enough said.
I left at intermission.
Why?
Just because, like, I don't know, I was tired.
What? You've really never left a show? Oh, yes, you have.
Yeah, I have.
I think it was called
The Wiz.
No.
What?
The Wiz, but what's the show during Christmas time? The Elf. Elf.
Oh, that wasn't a Broadway. That was just them playing a movie on screen.
Right, but did you go? Did you go and leave?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was there for like 10 minutes. I was like, wait, this is not what I wanted. Yeah, no, it was good. I mean, I really liked it. I'm just a tired girl.
Sure.
I'm just a tired gal.
You're a tired gal.
Mm-hmm.
Huge tired energy.
So sleepy. So sleepy. But who else is here? We have Lindsay weighing in. She says, good morning. I'm feeling great today because I'm going for my ultrasound to check up on my baby boy.
Congratulations. I think she told us about that, too.
I think so.
She's being pregnant.
Mm-hmm. And then Katie's here. She says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. I'm feeling good today. And I'm in my good vibes because tonight I'm going on a first date.
Oh.
And we have been
up.
We've been chatting.
Up. No glove, no love. First dates are always very exciting, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Anything could happen.
Anything could happen.
Well,
what about you, Vibes?
Will you check in with us tomorrow, Lindsay, and let us know where you went, what you did, how it went, all that stuff.
For sure.
Vibes are great. I went to my brother and sister-in-law's last night. My mom made me drop off food to them because my brother's going on a little trip today. He's got to go for work. So I got to hang with my niece and nephew. Ugh, I just love them so much. They're so freaking cute. Then I went to my parents, had dinner with them, hung out for a bit. You know, casual dinner, pasta, homemade bread, wine, espresso, cannolis.
Love it.
Salad.
Fish, I absolutely love it.
All the things. And then I came home last night and chilled for a bit, but I feel pretty good, though. I mean, the weather yesterday sucked, but what can you do?
I wasn't into it.
You weren't motivated? I called Breezy yesterday. I said, are you in bed right now? She goes, absolutely.
Absolutely. Where else would I be? so me.
How are your vibes?
They're good. I have like a really busy week next week, so I'm just trying to like chill.
What's that got to do with right now?
I don't want to do anything this week, so I'm trying to just not, trying to relax this week. So my vibes are very chill.
Soaking it all in.
Mm-hmm. This person said, I had a great time watching the Rochester City School District music teachers perform Iron Smoke for the fundraiser last night. What fundraiser?
The fundraiser last night.
You know, the fundraiser.
Where did I see this? Oh, yeah. There was yesterday, 7 local media students awarded for outstanding performance at Tom Hope Scholarship Awards. I didn't know they did this, but this was the scholarship awards that took place at Baker Square Park in Rondequoit, and it celebrated the future of media. And this year's event honored media students from 7 local colleges and universities for their outstanding performances. I just want to give a round of applause to all of them. I'm not sure who you are, but wonderful job. I wonder if any of those media jobs had to do with anything in radio?
Who's to say?
Next Moose and Breezy working their way up the ladder?
Who's really to say?
Probably. We'll be replaced by next year.
No, literally.
Coming up for the big story of the day, New York Republicans in the Rochester Police Locust Club have criticized Democrats over a new bill that says 100% prioritizes prisoners over public safety. We'll tell you what it is coming up next on PXY Mornings. Stay there. Kendrick Lamar on PXY Mornings. It's Moose. It's Breezy. Thank you guys for tuning in this morning. Appreciate that. New York Republicans in the Rochester Police Locust Club have criticized Democrats over a new bill that they say prioritizes prisoners over the safety of the public. And one bill sponsored by Rochester's Democrat Jeremy Cooney is called the Earned Time Act. And basically what this is, it allows inmates to reduce their prison sentence up to 75% through good time and merit time allowance, regardless of the severity of their crime.
Like murderers?
Anything.
No.
Anything.
Don't love that.
Another bill co-sponsored by Cooney would change the parole process to presume an inmate should be released unless the Board of Parole can prove. The board would have to prove the inmate is an unreasonable risk to public safety. But some state Republicans have labeled this bill a absolute threat to public safety. The Rochester Police Locust Club called the bills outrageous. They called them appalling, saying Senator Cooney should be ashamed of himself for putting criminals ahead of his constituents. And Senator Cooney said the Earned Time Act is about updating New York sentencing laws to align with other parts of the nation. So incarceration without rehabilitation is just a missed opportunity to set these individuals up for success and promote safety both inside and outside of the prison walls, says Cooney.
Just say you're understaffed without saying you're understaffed.
Yeah, well, I mean, we see how well New York State bail reform is working.
Right.
Do you feel you've been rehabilitated? Yeah, I feel pretty good. All right, you're free.
See ya.
Goes
and robs IKEA.
It's just outrageous.
Goes and steals IKEA.
It's outrageous. Regardless of the crime they've committed, he's trying to reduce their sentencing by up to 75%. That is wild.
That's insane.
And many people are not happy. But, you know, I mean, you get what you vote for. What are you going to do?
Right.
Coming up on the show, the question we're asking, hard-hitting questions on the show as always. Would you surgically add 3 to 6 inches to your body if you had the option to do so?
Where?
We'll talk about that coming up. But some people will go to extreme lengths and pay a stupid amount of money for a surgical procedure like this one. But is it worth the money? We'll tell you what it is coming up right after the break on PXY.
98PXY is free and always will be.
You saw them perform at half.
Would you surgically add 3 to 6 inches to your body if you had the option to do so?
Depends on where we're talking.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. We're constantly asking the hard-hitting questions on this show. You guys know that. So just for clarity here, we are specifically talking about height. Where are all my short kings at this morning? Who's listening? I was reading an article about a surgical procedure invented in the 50s by a Russian doctor to help people with, I mean, they did it for bone deformities, where a femur can be broken and then extended slightly. I mean, it's excruciating.
Oh, my God.
Nobody would ever do it unless it was absolutely necessary.
It's like all the guys going to Turkey to get their hair plugs.
Right. Or would
the
they?
Hair transplant. So tough.
Some people are doing it, though. That's the
They're
thing.
All doing it.
Remember my buddy Chris, who comes on the show with us from time to time?
The voodoo doll guy?
Chris would have this surgery if it was fully covered by insurance. Because he's like 5'6", 5'7", something like that. And purchased shoe lifts one time before going on a date.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is a true story. He didn't think the date was going to continue. So after dinner, she invited him back to her place and made him take his shoes off because she had white carpets. And he shrunk 3 inches.
Oh, that's so tough.
I'm like, what happened? She's like, it was horrible.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I would imagine it would be. But for a lot of people, this is a crazy surgery.
Would you do this?
Would I do this?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Turns out a large men are actually doing it to grow, though, 3 to 6 inches.
Because if you did, you probably would be 6 foot.
I don't need to be. It's not a big deal for me. For some other people, they're bothered by it. So, first of all, you need to have both your femurs cracked in half and then a couple of rods inserted in your legs. Good news is that it's not that expensive either. $150,000 will get you an extra 6 inches. I was like, okay.
What?
Guys are doing it.
So, how? I'm so confused.
That's a question for
Are
the
your
doctor.
kneecaps very long?
Yeah, I think
elongated kneecap.
You got to break the femurs, put the rods in, the rods extend over time. Like an inch a year or something like
You're
that.
Just it sounds constantly growing.
It sounds absolutely painful. It sounds horrible. Let me get to the phones. Hi, PXY. What's your name?
Hey, this is Wade. And
hi, Wade. Go ahead.
Hey, so I've been, listening to the show, and I don't know. I guess it just irked me a little bit, okay? Because I guess I just have a problem with society, okay? And especially with women now, trying to make us small guys feel small. Okay, and so, yeah, I heard your question, would you get surgery to become taller or, would you add 3? No. Okay, listen, I'm 5'5", and I am proud of that 5'5".
I love that moment for you, King.
Okay, and listen, I can't help it. That's the way God made me, okay?
Sure.
And I'm okay with that. I've lived a great life being only 5'5".
Okay.
Okay, and so I don't need people to go out of their way and act like, they feel bad for me or anything, like to impress anybody with my height, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's so much more than that.
Right.
Okay, it's just my whole life, I've had to deal with people just coming up to me and be like, oh, how is it down there, blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
I'm
dear.
5'5", okay?
Right.
It's not that bad. Besides, height isn't everything. What about...
No.
What about looks? What about sense of humor? What about wit? What about smarts? Okay, it's like, hey, maybe if you're mature enough to look past my height, you could find a lot of other endearing qualities that make me a catch. I mean, it's just ridiculous with the women smirking at me and acting like I'm a little kid or some pet that they can just pet on the head or something. Like, no, I'm a grown man, okay?
No,
just because I'm only...
At least you're not triggered about
just
it.
Just because I'm only 5'5" does not mean that I'm not a man.
Now, are you in a... Okay, so, hey, listen, I'm with you, Wade. Are you in a relationship or anything like that?
No, not right now. Okay, I mean, I'm on the dating apps, but I don't get, every girl out there, oh, I want my man to be 6 foot and tall or blah, blah. You can miss me with that.
On your dating app, do you...
Put your height?
Yeah, I'm not ashamed of being 5'5". I'm not trying to hide it.
Well, I guess my question is, do you feel like you've had trouble getting dates because of it?
Yeah. Yeah, because all these girls, they want the 6 foot guy and over, and, they want the big muscles and all that. And it's like, okay, wow, you're going to look at him and he's nice, but try having a conversation with that person, all right? I mean, yeah, some of them probably smart, but some of them probably dimwits. Okay, I can hold the conversation. I can make you laugh. I can, you know, I make good money.
You're so angry this
morning. Well, all right. I mean, I'm sold.
Moose is like, we can go on a date after the show. 100%. Have you ever done anything to alter your height? I mean, not surgically, but like, have you ever put like lifters in your shoes?
No, I wear regular. No, of course not. What do you think? I'm going to be walking around on stilts for everybody? So
I don't know what you do on your.
I'm good and tall. No, I am who I am, all 5'5" of me.
I'm so confused by this conversation because like you open the call and you're like, I've lived such a good life. And then you just talk about how horrible it's been. Like, what's happening here?
It's a good life. I'm proud of everything I've accomplished. It's just, it's the outside. I see the looks that I get, okay? And I see the reactions that I get. And I'm trying to tell people, hey, you can treat me like anybody else. You don't have to treat me differently just because I'm a little shorter.
Right. You're more than a jockey.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know. How about for like the ladies listening? How about you look at something more than just height, okay? And you look at someone for who they are and what they do and, you know, what they can bring to the table. And I don't know, just, you know, quit being so shallow. There's a lot of good people out there that don't match your height requirement that you are never going to have a chance with because you won't give them a chance. But people aren't ready to have that conversation, right? It's pathetic, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, that I didn't mean to rant, but thanks for your time.
Hey, Wade.
Maybe I needed to get this off my chest.
I'm glad that we can be your sounding board, buddy. Hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, God.
What the hell was that?
He's an angry little elf. Wow.
That's not funny.
It's a little funny.
All right, let me... Hi, PXY, who's this?
Danielle.
Hi, Danielle. What's up?
I just want to chime in on that guy.
Was that your ex?
No.
She goes, no, I would never date someone under
5'6". His personality is high as his height. His personality is very low. He's about a 3-foot man.
I think what it is he's just at a point in his life where he feels extremely discouraged.
He's angry.
Listen, I've dated shorter guys. And if their personality is there, it's there.
But how
his
short?
Personality whining over the phone is just not.
How short?
I wouldn't date someone like that.
How short have you dated?
I mean, I'm 5'3", 5'4", and I'm 5'3".
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
It's not about the height. I mean, my now, he's about 6 foot, but he's got a good personality.
Yeah, sure.
You got to get your personality up there and stop whining about your height.
Yeah. Well, according to him, he's not
okay with his height, but obviously he's not okay with his height. He just rampaged on for how long?
Right. Absolutely.
Wade has lived a good life.
He's like, my life's been great.
Yeah.
Talks about how horrible his life is.
If he lived a good life, then why is he whining?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. I think he needed to vent, and we allowed him to do so. But thanks for chiming in, Danielle. Appreciate the call this morning. Okay. You want to go have a drink
so
or something?
Will he get the surgery or no?
I don't think so.
98 PM. Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, draw deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.